Log Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Clarity edition of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Saturday, May 29th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this morning on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website. That's chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats, T-shirts, keychains, mouse pads, tote bags, you name it. We got it there at chickenwhisperer.com. And, of course, there's only 2 days left to enter the mypetchicken.com Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show Chicken Coop Contest. Yes, mypetchicken.com has provided a beautiful $350 chicken coop that you can win. All you have to do is enter. You must be over 18 years of age. You can only enter once. You must live in the lower 48 states of America. And on Monday, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, sometime during that hour show, we may even extend it a little bit, we're going to reach down into a big pickle barrel, pull out the big winner. We're going to call them live on the radio show, see if we can't get in touch with them live and let them know they're the big winner of this beautiful $350 chicken coop provided by My Pet Chicken. So all you got to do is enter one time at chickenwhisperer.com, and you'll have a chance to win that beautiful chicken coop provided by mypetchicken.com and Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I want to invite you to join us all in the live chicken chat room right now. What's going on? You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. Now, when you register, what that does, it gets you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. You can get in the chat room as a guest, and that's fine. You just can't participate other than watching and listening. So if you want to participate, ask any questions you may have, talk with other members around the country, then you will have to register. It just takes a second, but the cool thing is you'll get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. While you're there at Blog Talk Radio, I'd also like you to mark this radio show as a favorite, if you would, and request to be on our friends list. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Special Saturday show to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. We'll be back right after this short break. There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today. Special Saturday episode of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Hope you're enjoying and will enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And I want to just take a moment to remind everybody that this weekend is not about cooking weenies on the grill. It's not about cooking burgers on the grill. It is about the freedom that you have to cook weenies on the grill and burgers on the grill in your backyard without having a sniper shoot you in the head. I mean, we need to thank our troops. We need to thank our veterans for allowing us to be able to have weenies in our backyard and burgers in our backyard and go to the store in peace to pick up those chips and dips and burgers and weenies, because we wouldn't be able to do that right now. And I probably wouldn't be speaking to you in English right now if it wasn't for our wonderful, wonderful veterans and our wonderful troops we have right now. In fact, we have a couple in the chat room right now whose very son is in Afghanistan protecting our right to cook weenies today. So I want you to think about that today. It's not about just getting together with friends and family, and I hope you do that, and I hope you have a great weekend. But sometime over the weekend, think about why you have the opportunity to do that today. And so that's my little 2 cents worth on Memorial Day, and I hope you do have a wonderful and blessed Memorial Day with your family and friends. We will have a special show this Monday. I know it is Memorial Day, and I hope that you will be able to tune in, because this Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be broadcasting live, and we will be giving away this beautiful $350 chicken coop that's been provided by MyPetChicken.com. The great folks over there, Tracy and Derek, have done that for us, and it looks like we're going to have another chicken coop in June, and then another one in July, thanks to the great folks over at MyPetChicken.com. So hopefully you can tune in on Monday. It is still 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you could, while you're out there cooking those weenies and those burgers and those baked beans and all that great stuff, then you can tune us in and keep your fingers crossed that you might win that wonderful, wonderful chicken coop, again, provided by MyPetChicken.com. So I was looking forward, still am looking forward to the weekend. School is out for the summer. I think there's a song that says that. And yesterday was really the children's last day at school. I can tell you right now, I'm so glad to have my wife in the chat room again for the next couple of months. Teacher Jen, you'll see her in the chat room. She comes in there and is great. And, of course, she's, in my, of course, humble opinion, best wife in the world. Couldn't do what I do without her, both on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour and the radio show and everything else. So you can say hello to Teacher Jen there in the chat room. So glad that I'll have her over the next 2 months all to myself. And but we're looking forward to having a really, really good summer this year, and I hope you are too. And I, again, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day. Just remember why you have a chance to celebrate Memorial Day. All righty, today we have a special show for you. It is a special Saturday show. My wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, all-around great gal, Pat Foreman, is live right now up in Lucasville, Ohio. She is live there at the 2010 Semi-Annual American Poultry Association Show there in Lucasville, Ohio. Thousands of birds, all kinds of great folks there. The who's who in the backyard poultry world are there. I'm back here in Atlanta running the boards and the chat room and the chickens in the news and emails and all that kind of stuff. Pat is fortunate enough to be with us there, there in Ohio, Lucasville, again, for the 2010 Semi-Annual American Poultry Association Show. And she's got some great interviews lined up for us today. I did extend the show to 90 minutes, so we wouldn't run out of time on anybody here on the show, because let me tell you, she has really, really great interviews. And there's one interview I really hope that she can to get done today. She told me about it a little bit early this morning. And they are having an egg competition there at the show, an egg competition. So we're really hoping that she can twist some arms and try to get the judge of the egg competition to come on and tell us all about an egg competition and how we have specific chickens that lay our special eggs that we enter, or is it just by chance that, wow, this egg might be really good in the show coming up this Saturday, and what actually are they judged on? So I'm thrilled to hopefully be able to hear about that, and I'm sure you are too, an egg competition. How awesome is that? So now, without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and get started here. I'm going to bring Pat live on the show. Welcome, Pat.
Yeah, hey, Whisper. It's getting a little louder here in the showroom. I'm standing right in the middle of all these cages. There are thousands of birds here. And so I'm going to do another sound check. Am I coming through too loud, too soft? Are the roosters coming through too loud?
I think so far you're coming in loud and clear. I'm gonna monitor the chat very carefully throughout the show, and if we need to adjust something on our end, on your end with the mic boom and things like that, then we will definitely let you know. And so we'll just continue on if I need to interrupt regarding a sound issue, but that's what the live show is all about. People will really know you're there when they hear those roosters crowing in the background, and you're right there in the middle. Now, I did get a little...
Well, there's a there's a freight train going by. And that is right, the showground is right here by the railroad tracks. That's going to pass very shortly. So if you hear a loud kind of roar in the background, that's the freight train.
Okay, we are getting a few comments here that you're just a little bit loud. So I don't know if that's because you're overcompensating with your loud voice to try to think that you need to talk louder, or if it's just the sensitivity of the mic. So but they said you're coming in just a little bit loud, kind of blowing them out of the computer.
Okay, I'll just talk in my natural voice then, and assume that the microphone will pick it up. I'm going to just go outside the barn here for a second till this freight train goes on by, but. It's a long one, I can tell, but this is the Midwest. So anyway, just let me brief you. Last night I met with the board of directors and the officers and the district members of the American Poultry Association. There were about 15 people there. There was representation from every single district, including two from Canada. They flew down from Canada to be at this meeting. And they had a wonderful discussion about backyard poultry and how it's sweeping the nation and how it possibly can be opportunities for the American Poultry Association. They're kind of wondering how it all fits in with the shows and how to get more youths and more membership increased. So it was a really interesting discussion, and they were wonderful to talk with. There's some absolutely remarkable people here. The train's gone by, so I'm going to go back in the show in the barn area here now.
Okay, we actually didn't hear the train at all. We just heard you, and the level of your voice right now is perfect. You're sounding really good, and you don't have to no screaming, no yelling. In fact, somebody in the chat said that you need to be careful. You might crack all those eggs in the egg show if you're talking too loud.
Dear. That was pretty loud then, wasn't it? Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. The decibel
ratings are pretty high here. Yeah. Okay, so I've got... David Atkins, who's the secretary here of the show, just walked up, and we're going to have to switch headsets here for just a minute. So let me get the other headset, and then David, you and I are going to have to be about 15 feet away from each other. Yeah, we did a sound check, and it's okay to do it in here. And they just told me not to talk so loud. I don't need to overcompensate. So hold on, let me get this headset switched. Dev, can I just borrow this a second? What's your area code? Okay. Whisper, if you could bring 239 on live.
Okay,
area code 239.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. 239, perfect. Let me go here to the hang on 1 second.
Okay, and then we'll need to get we'll need to get a sound check.
Okay,
with David Atkins.
He's live on the radio, David. Welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay. David, you're live. You want to, I got to be a little further away.
Getting the same voice twice with a sound delay is a little interesting. Can you folks
hear
me? Are we doing okay?
Yeah, David, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
No problem. We don't have the echo on our end that you would there. I'm familiar when we're broadcasting live on location and try to do interviews like that. That there will be an echo if you're a little bit too close, because your mic will pick up her while she's talking. You know the drill. So yeah, we hear you just loud and clear, and we don't hear the echo, so you don't have to worry about that on our end.
Okay, great. We're about 20 feet apart, so that'll
work.
Okay.
There will be a delay between her question and when I hear it, right?
There might be.
Yes, that's correct.
A small delay. And I have a big head, and this little headset doesn't fit me real well, so I'm not able to hear you incredibly well, but we'll get through this somehow.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay, whenever we're ready.
David, why don't you just tell us, how did you get to be a secretary of the show here? It's a huge job to organize this many birds and bring everything together. You must have incredible passion for chickens, but what drives you to do this?
Well, I became involved with Exhibition Poultry here at the Sauk County Fair probably 30 years ago now, and somehow showing a few chickens at the fair kind of turned into this. Became a member of the local poultry association, was selected for the job as show secretary, and I think I've had it for about 20 years. So, yes, it is a pretty big task to get it all organized. get all the cue cards ready and the judges' seats and all those kinds of things.
Wow, so you've been doing this for 20 years, and you have a staff that helps you, David?
We have a lot of very good volunteers. My wife helps quite a bit, and then some other members of the club and other folks in the area that are interested in showing birds to jump in and help out whenever they are needed.
Oh, very good. And then about how many birds are here this year, David?
We had 1,901 entries, 210 exhibitors.
Excellent.
And
like 210 exhibitors and 1,900 birds?
Correct.
Wow. Wow. And have you found that the number of birds is increasing with the backyard poultry movement?
Seems to be staying about the same or maybe increasing just a little bit each year. This particular show, of course, is the American Poultry Association semi-annual meet, and that's helped us a little bit with numbers in terms of the number of entries. But certainly a large interest throughout the country in showing birds. When I said that we had 210 exhibitors, they represent many, many different states from as far north as Vermont, as far south as Florida, and as far west as Texas and Oklahoma, Iowa, that general area.
Well, we even have some judges here from Canada that flew in for this show.
Right, we do have three judges from Canada and one judge from California and one judge from Iowa.
Okay. Mr. Atkins, what's one of the best parts of the show that you enjoy most? Where do you get your really good feelings from, and what keeps bringing you back year after year? What is it that makes you do what you do?
Well, on a personal level, I guess the thing that brings me the most joy is when I say on Sunday morning, okay, folks, you can coop out now, because that means we've managed to put on another successful show and we've got them all on their way home. But it's very nice throughout the show when people come up and talk with you about the fact that they're enjoying themselves and that we have a nice show and that it's well organized. And, you know, when people give you that kind of feedback, it always makes you feel good. Makes you feel like you're doing it for a reason.
Okay, great. Whisper, do you have any questions?
Just trying to see if we had any questions inside the chat room live right now, and I can let them know if they have any questions for the show secretary. Is it like most shows? Does he start planting this show like this coming Monday? It basically takes all year to plant a show like this. Does he start planning for the next year's show starting on Tuesday?
We're constantly planning for future shows. We try to host the larger meets of the breed clubs and the national clubs, and usually you have to bid on those pretty far in advance. So we're constantly planning for future shows and thinking about who we want to hire for judges and all those kinds of things. It's a year-long process. It doesn't just happen over the course of, you know, a few days.
Absolutely. And how many youths do you have showing at the show today? Do you have a number on that?
Of our 210 exhibitors, I'd say about 25% of them are youths, and they also represent about 25% of the entries. I think of the 1,900 birds, I think 450 of them were junior show birds.
That's wonderful. So
that's
you have a great.
That's really taken off.
Absolutely, the kids love it, and I know that a lot are already with the 4-H program and the FFA and the ABA and the APA have their own youth program. So you're right, it is taking on across the country.
Right, our Poultry Association here has been a proud sponsor of that youth program since its inception many years ago. Right in front of me as we're speaking, I see the first class of showmanship being judged, and I do judge some showmanship at other shows, and it's always great to work with the kids. I think sometimes the kids know more about their birds than the adults do.
Without a doubt. I know a couple of right now, Brighton and Laura, that know so much about showing chickens and chickens in general. In fact, they know so much, they win on our call-in contest all the time when we have chicken trivia. So, and I know they're listening today. And that's absolutely amazing there. And hopefully Pat today can interview some of the kids that may be there showing their birds. Love to do that.
That'd be really nice.
Well, thank you very much for spending some time with us. I know you're very busy there with the show, and we appreciate you coming on the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Whisper, there's going to be a little bit of a... Hold on just a second. There we go.
All right.
Okay, they're just switching the headset, so I need to be a little bit away. So we've got a fellow coming on, Dick Dickerson. He's one of the living legends in the poultry area. He's also had his own talk show, so he's really good with the radio. And we'll need to do a sound check with him. And hold on, okay. Dick, can you hear?
Yes, I can.
You just need to talk into the microphone. You don't need to worry about the headset.
Okay.
Okay, how's the sound there, Andy?
Sounded really good.
As long as I hold this to my ear, I can hear you fine.
Okay, you don't need to use that at all. Just
okay.
just talk right in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dick Dickerson, he's the District 4 representative, and my gosh, he knows so much about poultry. He's been around and even raised poultry. He was telling me this morning in his, that wasn't you, I was going to say in your fireplace, but that was Pat Malone.
Yeah, I started when I was 9 years old, and I was one of those city kids that raised poultry. I started with the Bantams and had them right in the city. And a big joke that I've written about was I had a neighbor that retired from the Postal Service, and he said, "I love your chickens, but I can't take the crowing at 6 a.m. in the morning." He said, "I retired. I want to stay in bed till 8 o'clock. If you can find a rooster that doesn't crow till 8 o'clock, it'll be fine." Well, you know, I found one. I went to a farmer's market, and I kept asking, and most people laughed, but then one man said, "I've got a rooster that doesn't crow till 8 o'clock. He brought it the next week for me at the farmer's market, and I bought it, took it home. I was just a kid, and my dad, granddad, and the neighbor who was a retired postal employee could not believe I found a rooster that crowed at 8 o'clock. And but I did. So I had my rooster and fertile eggs and raised chicks, and I was right in the city. And I loved it, and I've had the love ever since.
That's
I even
fabulous.
I slipped chickens in my room and when I was in college at Vanderbilt University in Nashville in Peabody College for teachers. I slipped chickens in, had them shipped in, and I'd keep them a couple of nights in my closet in my dorm room. And it was funny, for 3 or 4 years I thought I was really pulling something off. And the dorm mother that I had there when I graduated, she says, "Well, I guess we got rid of the chickens now." So she'd known all along and said when we were in class, she took some of the other dorm mothers over to see my chickens, which raised in a big, huge closet at the dorm.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You can raise them anywhere, yes.
That's a great story.
I've had a long time, had a number of breeds. I love the rare breeds. So Morans, I had gone to school in France once to learn to speak French and didn't do very well. I came back with my Tennessee, Kentucky accent, but I learned the words anyway and can communicate. But I visited the town of Morans when I was in school and became familiar with the breed. Of course, over there they call them Moran. And
uh-huh.
It's spelled with it has an S on the end. It's silent. But it's a wonderful breed all over the world. And, in England, they don't have feathers on their legs, but the rest of the world is what we have, we call the French type, and they're feather legs. And that's what I have. I have 12 colors of the Morans, and so I have some of the rarest colors. And have shared. It's phenomenal how our club, the Morans Chicken Club USA, has just grown. We have over 800 people in America that are on our chat line and site. And then we have a separate membership also that you don't have to be a member to be on the chat line. but you can learn phenomenally. It's just we have three different sites on the internet, and the Marines are in line. We're moving towards full recognition by the APA. We'll have our big special meet next February in Newnan, Georgia, where the black coppers that lay the doctor's eggs will hopefully be qualified, and it should be an exciting show with lots and lots of people. And then we'll be on to getting the Wheaton color variety approved next. Then after that, we have the whites and the cuckoos. Probably more people are familiar with the cuckoos than any other. But these are the eggs of choice of Martha Stewart, that has her cooking show, and she uses these very darkest red eggs to use on her show. She, in fact, I understand she has a small plot. And then a couple of mystery adventures and all. 007, he only eats Moran eggs. In that series, we think that's interesting. But these are great eating eggs. Some people claim they're lower in cholesterol. I don't know that to be true. I've never done a test. But they're wonderful as far as eating. And also, the birds are very good eating birds. Of course, I don't eat any of my eggs, and I don't eat any of my chickens. They're like children almost, and I use them for hatching. And they're great in the gardens, and they're a very docile, friendly chicken. Don't have any chickens chasing kids. All of mine love the kids.
Oh, that's nice.
And,
that's wonderful.
And it's just they're great about taking care of all the bugs and ticks and fleas. You don't have any when you've got a nice flock of chickens. They wipe them out. And,
exactly.
People worry about mosquitoes. I don't have a problem. They just take care of them, and they'll get a mosquito. They'll jump 2 feet in the air to grab a mosquito. And flies, a lot less of those as well. And I just love the birds. They all have different personalities. I name all of mine. Some people don't name them, but I do, and have great fun. I'm on the APA board, and I represent a good part of the South and the Southeast, from Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, and then further south, North Carolina, Tennessee. And I go to all the shows, meet so many people. I worked at the White House for a number of years, and then with the National Education Association, and I always had my chickens wherever I worked. And take them with me and be sure
that I had... Did you have chickens at the White House? Dick, did you have chickens at the White House when you were there?
I had them in my suite where I stayed, and I had them in one room, and nobody ever complained. They couldn't hear them because that suite was so large, and I got a bargain on it because it was right above the band that played nightly 6 nights a week. In the hotel, the band was on the first floor, and I was on the second floor. And so the chickens and I went to sleep every night with an orchestra playing. And,
oh, my gosh.
Didn't have any problems. I think the maids knew they were in there, and I tipped them well, and nobody said anything. I just had six, but it was fun having those, and I had the rest at home. Fortunately, I've got a... good staff at home that can take care of everything when I'm gone. And
I've got a question for you. We had a really interesting conversation in the parking lot this morning, just before we left, and for the showgrounds. And you were telling me that you can cut some of the rooster's vocal cords and not have them closed, so they'd be easier to keep in the city.
Keep in the city. That's right. It doesn't hurt the rooster a bit. The vet can open its mouth and go down, and they just clip a vocal cord. And when they clip that vocal cord, they can clip it halfway or complete. Doesn't hurt the bird at all. As I say, I think they're sore about a day or two, but it doesn't hurt their appetite eating. they still go through a process of crowing. It's just you can't hear it, or it only is for a few feet. And so they can be compatible in the city. A lot of cities have laws that you can have the hens, but you can't have the roosters if they crow. And the only way you can have the roosters is to clip that cord. And
it's a simple operation that doesn't hurt the chicken. See, I haven't heard that before.
No,
all the places I've read.
No, they don't have to slit their throat to do the surgery. They just open their mouth and go down in their throat there and clip it.
And they don't even have to sedate them, apparently.
What's that?
You don't have to sedate them even. Just secure.
No, you do not. No, And this takes somebody skilled in holding the chicken, and then it's just a momentary thing, and it's done. And they feel almost no pain, and it heals very quickly. Mine eat within 2 or 3 hours. And that way, but now that I have a large farm, so they can crow all they want to. That's really good for people in the city.
Right. Now, see, Whisper, where else would you pick up information like that but at a show like this with an expert like Dick Dickerson? Do you have any questions for him?
Yeah, I've heard of that process for many years. When we started looking at doing this in our urban backyard about 8 years ago, we did research that, and I found that it was very, very difficult, if not impossible right now, to find a vet that would do that. Many vets would consider it cruel and unusual punishment. And so that I understand the procedure, and I even looked at having it done so we could keep a rooster here in the urban area, but we couldn't find a vet that would actually do the procedure. I guess if you went to some of the poultry shows and asked around, you could probably find one that would be willing to do that. So, but yeah, I'm familiar with the procedure. I just haven't met anybody that's ever had it done. So thank you very much for sharing that information.
And who knows how to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're about ready for a break here, Whisper.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay. Well,
I would suggest looking for a rural-based, a farm-based veterinarian that's more used to working with farm animals, and you'll have more success than finding someone that's familiar with the procedures.
Oh, great. Well, we've been talking with Dick. Yeah.
Reggie Neal wants to tell Dick hello. He's in the chat room, I think, maybe for the first time. It's a Saturday. We have a lot of first-timers in there. But Reggie Neal wants to say hello, Dick. Wish he could be there.
Well, great. Reggie is a great poultry man. He's in North Carolina. And he raises Araucanas as well as Morans. The Araucanas lay the blue eggs, and I have Araucanas as well, and show them and have for several years. And Reggie's one of the leaders nationwide in the Araucana breed, and but has some nice Morans coming along, and I'm real pleased. A lot of breeders are getting Morans as a new breed, and in the chickens, you're not limited to this one breed. We recommend they be kept separate so you don't have any accidents with the breeding. They're great chickens to let loose on the farmland and let them scavenger. They don't eat much chicken feed if they're out roaming and looking, so they come home at night, get back in their safety. We have a lot of coyotes where I live. So I have the Mexican burros, who are fantastic protectors of chickens. They just seem
Wonderful.
To know that chickens belong there and the coyotes don't. And so they're protectors, and I have no problems now with raccoons or possums or any other kind of predator. I keep all of my pens that they go in, if I have to keep them inside. Chicken hawks can't get to them if you have fencing on the top of your pens, and so all of mine have fencing. I try to do it right, you know.
Okay.
Now you can get the electrical fencing, and that protects them as well.
Oh, yeah, that electro fence is wonderful. Okay, well, we've been talking with Dick Dickerson. He's the District 4 representative of the American Poultry Association. And after this short break, we'll be right back and talk with a veterinarian here that's really interested in chickens and has done a lot for the Poultry Association. Dick, thank you so very much.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run. But do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at MountHealthy.com, that's MTHealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard.
I know it's not quite July, but sometimes we do have Christmas in July, so in case you missed it, then just maybe you might enjoy this, and it'll put you in the season to go out and buy some Christmas gifts.
Bop, 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 bop crazy fool.
All righty, there you go. I know some people just absolutely love to hear that, whether it be January through December. They love to hear it. So we're going to go back live. We are live. Pat absolutely is there live on the scene, reporting for us at the 2010 semi-annual meet with the American Poultry Association there in Lucasville, Ohio. Lots and lots of great interviews. We really appreciate you tuning in today all across this great land, Memorial Day weekend, to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show. So we're going to go back to Pat live there in Lucasville. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, we're here. We moved to a little quieter place in the barn, so maybe we'll not have such background distractions, at least for my ears anyway, even if not for the Radio Shock Show. So yeah, it's amazing, the background noise. So anyway, I've got Don Munkie here. He is a veterinarian, and I met him at the Columbus Show last November, and he's quite a remarkable vet. He's also very interested in the genetics of chickens, and he's very active with the clubs, and he's very good looking, I've got to tell you. So I wanted to get you on the show here and just say, Don, welcome to the Chicken Whisperer Backyard Poultry and the Sustainable Lifestyles Talk Show. This is Dr. Don Munkie, and his wife is also listening in. So congratulations, and thank you for joining in on that. So, Don, why don't you just tell us, what got you interested in chickens, and what keeps bringing you back to these shows year after year as a veterinarian?
Okay,
can you hear
me? Hang on just a second, Pat. Let me go ahead and see if I've got that other number live as well. Just one second for me.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on, Don. They can't hear you. So let me make sure he's connected, too.
Go ahead. Okay, we can hear him now perfectly fine.
Oh,
thank you.
You're on.
Okay.
That.
Okay, well, good morning, and thank
there
you for having me on your show. And I need to tell you that my start into the poultry fancy was with my children. Many years ago, my youngest boy, who's now 27 years old, said when he was about 8 years old, he wanted to raise some chickens. So we found a trio, and we did that, and we had a lot of fun. So we kept getting better chickens and raising chickens over time, and of course, as children grow up, they leave home, and Dad still got the chickens and really enjoys coming to chicken shows. So that's sort of how I got started. And, of course, as you get into things, you say, well, gee, what do I want to do with this, and how do I want to learn? And I started off with some solid-colored chickens called Australorps. And after I did very well with them and got a master exhibitor title at the American Poultry Association, I thought, well, let's try something different. So now I'm working with Wyandottes and some Japanese Bantams.
Hey, and you've got those at the show here, is that right? I think you said you've got some birds on them.
Yeah, I have three of the bearded white Japanese Bantams, and I've got seven large fowl Wyandottes of different colors.
Wow. Well, good luck with them. Hope they do really well. I'm sure they will. Don, as a veterinarian, then, do you get many calls, and do you treat many chickens in your practice?
I'm not a typical veterinarian as far as having a general practice, because I work in the agriculture industry, and so I don't have a general practice. But I do get calls from local people from, can I help them with this bird or that? And sometimes I can. If a chicken is injured, you know, from a dog getting to it or something, you know, we can take care of that with just, you know, some tree cleaning up cuts and working with it that way. But sometimes, you know, if the leg is out of joint or broken, that's a little bit harder to do, and sometimes you have to face the bad side of having animals or livestock and that sort of thing, too. And there are times, like this last week, I had a phone call from a lady who had a question about some ducks, and I don't know much about them, but I was able to get her in touch with a wildlife veterinarian who certainly works with ducks, and I hope they had a good acquaintance with that.
Oh, great. Okay. I've got two other questions, John. One is, after the show here, now, when you take your birds back home, do you do anything special for biosecurity from a veterinarian's point of view?
Well, the main thing is, for several days at least, you don't want to mix the birds back in with all the other birds you have at home. So now I've got a series of individual cages at home that is in a separate room from other birds, and so I'll keep the show birds there for, you know, several days to a week, just to make sure they didn't acquire any significant poultry disease while here. And I've been to many, many shows for the last 12 to 15 years, and in only one show many years ago because I have a problem with that. So it does happen, but it's very unusual.
Okay, and then if you do get a bird that shows some sort of contagious disease, what do you do?
How do you treat it,
I would guess, so.
Well, depending on the one thing you'd want to try to do is try to get a diagnosis, and sometimes that's difficult. You take a blood sample, you can send it into the state laboratory, or if sometimes the state laboratory wants to do an autopsy on a bird that had really been sick, and sometimes you have to do that to save the rest of the flock. So fortunately, that rarely happens.
Yeah, from a show, though, have you ever lost a bird due to a contagious disease that it's picked up?
From a show, no.
And then from a show, then, have you ever really had to treat an individual bird for a cold or something? Or about pretty much they've all gone back without any problems?
My birds are healthy when I bring them to the show, and the people around me here in the Midwest who also show birds also have good flocks. And, you know, something that's been started really well in the last 2 years is more and more poultry breeders in the Midwest are signed up with the National Poultry Improvement Plan so that our birds are tested negative for several poultry diseases and also checked negative for avian influenza. And that really helps, too, to make sure that your birds are not transmitting disease.
Okay. Well, one last question I had, and then I'll whisper if you have any, bring them on. The next question is, we just talked with Dave Dickerson. And he's just an amazing wealth of information. But he was telling us, as you were listening in, I think, about clipping a rooster's vocal cords. And he told me this in the parking lot. He said, you don't even have to clip them both. You can just snip one, and then they just have a crow that you can't hear from more than 10 feet away. So you sort of turn his volume down. Have you done that, or do you know of is that something that's taught in vet schools, or...
When I was listening to the show a few minutes ago, that's the first I've heard of it. So I don't have any experience with that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I know I asked this because we've got, and I find it so fascinating, because we've got people all across the country that love their roosters. I mean, they love their pet roosters. And if they could just find an easy, safe, inexpensive way to keep them from crowing, they could keep them. So this to me is a real golden nugget here to take from the show. So, Whisper, do you have any questions for Don Bunkey, the veterinarian here at the Ohio National Poultry Show?
That was the one question that we had actually in the chat room, was somebody asked about what his opinion was about clipping the vocal cords. So now we know regarding him, but it's just for some reason it's not out there. It's one of the first things I learned about, 8 years ago when we started having chickens in our urban area. Was about clipping the vocal cords, and so we researched it, and like I said, we've known about it for years, but we just trying to find a vet that would actually do it, that wouldn't consider it kind of a cruel and unusual punishment, may be the difficult task there. There's already a very limited number of certified avian veterinarians in the country. In fact, on the whole North American continent, there's only about 150 or so. So that might be the biggest challenge there, but if you can find one and want to do it, I guess you can just go for it and then let everybody else know if you've had it done, what the outcome was. So we would love to hear from people. If you've had that done, let us know.
According to Dick Dickerson, it's a very easy operation and one that one could even get skilled at home. So I'm going to look into more of that and talk to him more about it. So, okay. that's kind of exciting. So Don Mikey, do you have any other comments or anything you'd like to say before we wrap it up here on this particular interview?
One of the things that is just a really enjoyable is when I can sell or provide some chickens to some young people at 4-H, and you watch them win at a county fair, and while you like to win yourself, it's so much fun to watch other children do well with your birds. They just feel really good about it, and it brings joy to your heart. So that sort of makes it worthwhile to do some of this stuff.
Wonderful. That's great. Thank you so much for coming on. We've been talking with Don Bunkey. Am I pronouncing your name right, Don? Is it Monkey or Mikey?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Good. And he's a veterinarian. He's been with the APA, and it shows for ages. And what we'll do next, Whisper, is I'm going to go back over to where the egg show is, and we'll be talking with the egg folks over there. The egg judge is judging, and I haven't been able to corner him yet, so we may not be able to get him on the show, but I'll keep trying. And so if we can have a little break, we'll go over there and get set up and come back on.
All righty. Let me get over here to... the switchboard. I'll put you guys both phones on mute, and then we'll go to a quick commercial break. Stay with us, folks, because Pat is live on the ground there in Lucasville, Ohio, at the 2010 semi-annual event with the American Poultry Association. So stay with us. We'll be back right after this short break.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. Or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. If you're looking for a quality made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's EggCartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use Night Guard Solar to protect my flock. Night Guard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling Night Guard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. Night Guard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your Night Guard Solar lights today at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
All righty, welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's a special Saturday show. Pat, my wonderful co-host, is on the ground live in Lucasville, Ohio, broadcasting at the 2010 semi-annual meet with the American Poultry Association. Pat, you're back live.
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm standing in front of the Moran and the Egg Show booth, I guess that you call it. There are several tables linked together, and I got to tell you, this is one of the most beautiful displays that I've ever seen, because they've got the trophies lined up. I'm going to have to get it a little further away. They've got the trophies lined up. They've got a wonderful poster with Moran's on it. They've got the eggs that are all there for display with a little sign that says, please do not touch, of course. And then they've also got a raffle that they're going to be giving on, and they've got Moran mugs. And they've got pictures of Moran's along with their photos. So it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful display. And we've got Bev Davis is on the other cell phone. She's president of the Moran Association. She's helped start it. They're the ones that are up to 800 members in just a really short time, in over 2 years. So, Beth, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, she's got a wonderful smile and a really charming accent. So Beth, tell us a little bit about these eggs and how you got to have the egg show here.
Well, we started having egg shows because a lot of people didn't know what the color of Moran eggs should be. So it's a promotional thing, really, for the breed. A lot of the people in the chicken shows are really just concerned with chickens, but we also have to breed for not just the chicken and chicken conformation, but we also have to breed for egg color as well. And that's really hard to do.
Uh-huh. And do you breed for production as well as color? Do you take into account the number of eggs that they produce?
We try to. It's a young breed here in America. We've had to develop it just by setting darker eggs each generation until we've got where we are. Now we are concentrating on, you know, more on the conformation aspect. But it's been hard going, getting the egg color to where it is. And we're also now developing new colors within the breed. At one time, it was just the cuckoos, and they had been brought into the country in the 1960s by various people. And they had clean legs. They came from England. The English had them, and they had clean legs. They are a French breed, and the French had feathered legs during the war. The French lost their birds and had to get their new stock from England, but as soon as they had, they put the feathers back on the legs. And it's the French standard that we are breeding from.
Wow. They're very nice. And these trophies here, I see you, they're beautiful. They're sort of a ocean blue, and they've got the chickens on top. Can you tell us about how you choose an egg to be a trophy winner?
We have trophies for the egg show, and we also have trophies for the chicken shows as well. We have a judge who seems to follow us around because he loves judging the eggs. He just passed by. Judging the egg show later on.
Oh, okay. And now I've got a lady, if we can anything else to add to this, Beth? Any other comments about the Morans? Or Andy, do you have any questions?
I think it's absolutely amazing.
Is there too much... I'm getting it.
Does anyone
a terrible amount of interference.
Does anyone have any questions? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about the club until someone phones in. I started the Moran's group, the Yahoo group. I started that just over 2 years ago, and we've nearly got 900 members. We also then started a paid membership group. People ask questions on the group, and we have egg shows on chicken shows, we show our chickens in various parts of the country at various shows. We've got officers of the club, and we're well supported all over. This is a new breed, and we're trying to promote it as much as we can.
Aha. Okay. Whisper, do you have any questions for Pat Malone? Beth?
I think we're good. Didn't see any in the chat room. I really appreciate your coming on, and what a neat experience for a lot of folks to learn all about the Marans and the egg show there. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Bev Davis. She's the president of the Moran Court Club. A wonderful, wonderful lady. I met her in the breakfast room this morning. We had a nice chat. So if we can have another short break, Whisper, we'll get ready for the next interview. And we're going to go talk to some of the coop makers and just see how they've been doing with this backyard chicken movement and what their experience is.
That sounds great. We'll go to a quick break, and we'll be back right after this, folks. Stay with us as we get ready for our next interview there at Lucasville, Ohio, at the 2010 semi-annual meet with the American Poultry Association. So let's see what we got going on here on my switchboard. It's not wanting to cooperate. I know I've got them on mute. And let's see what we've got. I get over to the chat room. The chat for a Saturday morning, since we normally broadcast. First, if you're a first-time listener, thank you very much for tuning in. This is your one-stop place where you can learn all about backyard poultry, keeping backyard poultry and sustainable living lifestyle. We have the who's who in backyard poultry and show poultry from around the world on this radio show. Again, we broadcast live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have regularly scheduled guests that come on the show. For example, the first and third Thursday of every month, we have Dr. Bridget McRae. She's a PhD poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist. And then we have on the second and fourth Thursdays, we have Richard Frutenberger, publisher of Backhoe Magazine. On, I believe, the second Tuesday, we have Jeanette Behringer with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. They come on and talk about their breed of the month. And then on the fourth Tuesday of every month, we welcome Christine Heinrich, author, and she's with the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. They have a breed of the month they tell us about, the heritage breed, so we can learn all about those, which ones are, if you will, endangered or on the critical list, and whatnot. So those are great shows. The last Monday of every month, we welcome the president of the American Poultry Association on. And then every Friday is Fun Friday, and we give away a lot of great prizes. We're giving away a chicken coop right now. You can register for that at thechickenwhisperer.com. Just go to chickenwhisperer.com and get on the radio show homepage. You'll be able to register for that chicken coop, which we'll be giving away this Monday from mypetchicken.com. And so we are live. We also have the live chat that goes on every day during the radio show, which is awesome. Everybody loves the live chat. And, of course, we have live video that goes on. You can choose up to five other people in the chat room if they have a webcam as well. You can have up to five different basically little TV screens on your screen, on your computer screen, with the five different people you choose to interact with via video. And, of course, you can see me broadcasting live here in and from Atlanta, Georgia. So that's what kind of we do, Monday through Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and, of course, on Saturdays at normally 9 or 10 a.m., depending on what show or where we're at on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, or if Pat is on the road and has an opportunity to stop at a chicken or poultry show along the way. I also want to remind you, if you cannot listen live Monday through Friday or on our Saturday shows just because of your schedule, then I can tell you, you can listen to every show we have ever completed, every show we've ever broadcast live on many different places. You can listen to all the archive shows at blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to it at iTunes, at Zune, that's Zune.com, Z-U-N-E, Zune.com, podcast.com, and of course iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. So there's no excuse. You can listen to our shows, and most of them I do try to keep up with the schedule and who our guest was and what the topic was. So you can pick and choose based on what show interest you most, whether it be We have one from Dr. Bridget McRae called Holiday Feasts Unfit for the Flock. We have egg-eating behavior. We have mites and lice. We have so many different topics from all of our special guests. And we don't just talk about backyard poultry here on the show. It's about 60% poultry and about 40% sustainable lifestyle. So we talk about solar power, wind power, gardening. We talk about soils. We talk about bees. We talk about water collection. We talk about composting. You name it, we talk about it here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And we hope you'll try to tune in and join us, whether it be live or if it be on our on listening to the archive. And this is a special 90-minute show, so we have about 20 minutes left. So what I'm going to do right now is just take a little moment, due that it is Memorial Day weekend. And I talked to you at the beginning of the show. If you're just tuning in, I want you to all to have a wonderful and blessed Memorial Day weekend. And while you're out there roasting weenies and hot dogs with your friends and family, which I hope you do, I just want to let you know to please sometime over the weekend, remember why you have the freedom to roast weenies and hot dogs in your backyard and why I can broadcast this radio show right now in English. It's because of our wonderful soldiers and our wonderful veterans that are out there right now fighting for this country to keep us free so I can go up to the store without having to be in an armored vehicle. I can roast weenies in my backyard without being disturbed, and I can fly the flag out in my front yard every single day because it is Memorial Day weekend and because we have wonderful soldiers that are out there fighting to keep us free. And so without further ado, if you'll give me a second to do this here, I want to, let's see, where are we here? There we go. Okay, and I hope this will come out through. A lot of echo, sorry about that. No, it's not coming through. Okay, we're going to go back to Pat. Hang on 1 second for us. Hey, Pat, welcome back.
Okay, yes, can you hear me okay? Another sound check here.
We sure can. Let me go ahead and bring up the other phone line as well that you've got there for the interviewee and interviewer. There we go. Everybody is live now.
Okay, well, great. Well, I got a wonderful opportunity. Sam Brush, I was able to catch him out here in the corner. He is, of course, the current president of the American Poultry Association. We've had him on the show before, since Sam was right here, I thought, well, gosh, maybe we could get the chief himself to tell us a little bit about the meeting last night. And, Sam, I am, again, grateful that you gave me a little bit of time to just meet with you folks and meet the faces and see the faces behind the names of these wonderful people to talk about Urban Hens for a little bit about the meeting last night. But Sam, do you want to give us a little synopsis about kind of what's facing the American Poultry Association and what was discussed or concluded last night, if you can?
Well, yeah, Pat, we had a really successful meeting. I mean, you know, I'm always a little tentative. It's my first meeting to chair as president, and so, you know, we were trying to get everything lined out and have all our committee reports and some of the important issues that are facing our organization. And so, you know, we successfully did that. We have some new board members on with us, and so they kind of got up to speed on a few of the issues. And obviously, the cornerstone topic is our pending revised standard of perfection, which is kind of the guidebook for everyone on what these standard bred chickens are supposed to look like and how judges should judge them and so forth. So that's, you know, being worked on, and then we also talked a lot about some of the outreach activities and our website presence and how we could maybe improve that, and make it more timely. It's always a challenge, as you know, keeping websites current and up to date. So.
Yeah, great. Well, I know you guys had a marathon meeting last night. It started at 7, which is it was kind of when I slipped in, and I hear you ended at 11:30, which was long after I went to bed. So you must have really been hammering some things out. So that's real dedication to stay in that long.
Well, yeah, that probably wasn't what I had planned, you know, and I was trying to get some of our committee chairs to provide their reports so that we didn't have too many questions and, you know, could go through them pretty quickly. But we had a couple of things pop up that had to be discussed, and so we allowed their opportunity for the directors to do that.
Yeah. Well, after I left them, were there any further musings or discussions about the urban chicken movement as it's going along and how it might affect the American Poultry Association?
No, I think we spent a little bit of time, you know, just acknowledging that you know, we need to maybe put some further thought to how our two interest areas can best be merged, and maybe we can explore some ways that we can mutually benefit each other, and really understand the relationship between kind of our standard bred poultry people that are trying to propagate and maintain and keep some of these, you know, special breeds and varieties of chickens going, and then, you know, what the backyard interests represent in terms of, you know, they're kind of the recipients of a lot of those birds, and how we can maybe, you know, hook those people up a little more effectively and, you know, get them plugged in so that, you know, a backyard chicken person that wants to purchase some birds of a certain breed or type, you know, can know where to go, know who to contact locally. And, you know, that's one of the more difficult things that we've had over the time is doing kind of a breeder's directory for the APA.
Yeah, great. Well, certainly you guys got the chickens in there. I think there's increasingly maybe millions of people out there that would like them. And as the laws change and more people can have chickens, I at least know of about 100 families that would like to have flocks if they only could. So you're the source, and you're playing a valuable role right now. So, was there any questions for Sam Brush, president of the American Poultry Association?
Hey, Sam. So thank you very much for coming on. It's great to have you on. Of course, you come on the show the last Monday of every month. I do appreciate that, keeping all of our listeners and fans updated on what's going on with the American Poultry Association. And I know y'all are really working really hard to encourage more youth to show. I know that's booming right now with all of the youth, and want to commend you for doing that. And I'm really looking forward to coming up there to the Ohio National in November. Absolutely looking forward to that show as well, along with many, many others that we can try to get to as the new show season starts this August and September. So I'm sure I'll probably see you on the road some, and we look forward to seeing you the last Monday of June, and we appreciate the last Monday really is going to be Memorial Day, and I don't know, I don't know if we had planned that or not. I know you may be enjoying family on that day, so we can always just kind of postpone that until June. It's your call.
Well, no, the last Monday of May, I'll be home. Hopefully, I'll be working on chicken coops actually, but you know, certainly we'll find some time to get in there and give a call into the show.
That sounds great.
Well,
this Monday we're
going
to be actually giving away a beautiful chicken coop from mypetchicken.com to one lucky listener. So that'll be great. I'll try to contact you maybe Sunday evening, and we can get that all worked out. We'd love to have you on Monday.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay,
great.
Sam Brush, thank you so much, Sam Brush, president of the American Poultry Association. Now, Whisper, how are we doing on time here? Do we have time for one more interview?
We've got about maybe 5 minutes, but we have to wrap up. I want to do something a little special for Memorial Day, but about 5 minutes left.
Okay, well, let me go get, because of the equipment, we need to just have a little bit of switch with the headset and the phone, but let me go get to with some of the coop builders. So give me about 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll just run, one commercial then. Give us 30 seconds, we'll run one commercial. And then we'll get back to Pat there, broadcasting live from Lucasville, Ohio.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get four Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call and order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647, or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry: feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
All right, Pat, are you with us?
WHISPER, I am here.
Great.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Probably about 2 or 3 minutes is all we've got.
Okay, 2 or 3 minutes is all we need. I've got John Drake, D-R-A-C-H. He's a craftsman, and he builds quality poultry carriers, and they are beautiful. I'm looking at some right here now, and he was also in the Columbus shows, and I guess, John, you go to quite a few of the shows, is that right?
Yeah, we do probably a half a dozen every year, and we end up with several different designs. We have a few standard patterns that we do, but then we end up having several people custom order their stuff, and we usually try to have what they need. Every time that you end up having a design that you think is going to be really good, somebody comes up and wants something different. So we try to put as many together as we can.
Yeah, John's son Ben is here, and he's going to be up in a showman class really soon. So if you could just pass the headset to your son there, John, let's just ask him a little.
Listen to what she's saying.
Okay,
right here.
Yeah, okay. Then can you hear me all right?
Kind of.
There's a little bit of a backseat, but Ben is just not ready to go up for showmanship, so he's only got a second or two. But Ben, we wanted to get a young guy on here. You've been to a lot of shows. What gets you excited about coming to these shows?
Well, I just looking forward to it. I mean, you know, all the breed birds and showmanship and coming to see friends. I mean, it's great, you know?
Okay, great. Well, I know you're going to get off to your showmanship class. I wish we had a little more time, but thank you so much for being here. And, Whisper, do you have any quick questions? Because I know our time's really running out.
Yep, I think that's it. We need to run. Pat, thank you very much for coming on the show today, of course, as always, as my wonderful co-host. I want to thank you for taking an hour and a half of your time there at the show to broadcast live and have all these great interviews for our listeners. And we'll see you on Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, Pat, you have a very safe trip heading back home now.
Absolutely. I'm going to go buy a hen or two, and it's so much fun to be here. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in on a Saturday. And, of course, as always and forever, may the flock be with you. God bless everybody.
All righty, folks. That was my wonderful co-host and author, Pat Forman, there live from Lucasville. And as we wrap up the show, I just want to remind everybody that I hope you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. Take a moment while you're roasting weenies and cooking dogs and hot dogs and being with friends and family to take a moment to think about why you have the opportunity, number one, to speak English, number two, to have the peace and freedom to roast hot dogs in the back on your own private property here as we broadcast live from Atlanta, another great here in the wonderful country of America. So I hope you enjoy.
Just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, give a thank to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early, all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, our responsibilities. Yeah, I'm real good on the pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Me, I'm solid, me, I'm steady, me, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cost of honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters. I will proudly take a stand when liberty's in jeopardy. I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd go wrong my life. I had to start again, just my children and I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her to today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota, here on the Tennessee, off the plains of Texas, from the sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA.
Alrighty, folks, we're going to end the show with this song playing. We'll see you Monday, Memorial Day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
And I'm proud to be an American. I believe I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that fight to me. And I There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless us.